This is The Book in the Spade, a report on the latest discoveries and developments in biblical archaeology. Here's your host, Gordon Govier.
We've been talking about Roman roads on The Book in the Spade lately. Recently, we featured archaeologists searching out Roman roads in Turkey and Italy, especially the Appian Way. But there are Roman roads in Israel also. And on today's program, we have Moshe Gilad, who is a journalist working with Haaretz newspaper and recently had an article about Roman roads in Israel. So Moshe, what was it that got you started looking for the Roman roads in Israel?
I think actually two things. There are two aspects in this article which actually motivated me. One is it's not very well known, even to Israelis. The remains of these roads, the basis for these roads is not very well known, and I wanted to make it known or better known. This is one aspect. The second is that we are on a crossroads, if I may say so, because recent times or recent years, there was a lot of similarity between the network of the Roman roads and the roads we use today. It was mainly guided by topography, by the way the country looks. But now in recent years, it has changed a lot. And because of mechanical possibilities and progress, if we can say so, in few years, there will be less and less similarity between the Roman roads and the roads we use today. And I wanted to make it clear how these two channels separate now.
One of the things we want to talk about is efforts that are underway to draw more attention to the Roman roads. I know that you live in Petah Tikva. A number of years ago, I was excavating at Tel Afek, which is an archaeological site just a couple miles down the road from Petah Tikva. I was surprised by archaeologist Moshe Kohavi, who was in charge of the excavation, and he described something he called the Afek Pass, which was a narrow area between the headwaters of the Yorkon River and the highlands to the east. And he said that was where the main road went, which surprised me because I thought the main road would have gone along the coast, where a lot of main highways are today. But I understand probably thousands of years ago that there were a lot of marshes and sand dunes that would have been very difficult to travel in.
Yeah, there were swamps, actually. And these swamps were there till about 100 years ago, or 120 years ago. And this is why, actually, the road, which was called the Sea Road, or the Maritime Road, went about 30 kilometers or 20 miles to the east and crossed exactly where you've said in archaeological site. There are a lot of remains there from Roman period. Exactly as you have said, there is a narrow pass there between the mountains or the highlands and the river which actually created these swamps. This is a really a good example for the changes that were made. Today, if you go from the northern part of Israel, from Haifa or from Acre to the south, to Ashkelon or even to Gaza, you will go along the beach. In the past, it was not like this. In the past, the Roman road, as you've said, went farther to the east in order to save them crossing these marshlands, these swamps. Good example. It's interesting for me to show where was it important for those people to go, for the Romans to go. And how did they do it? There are places where you can still see the remains of the Roman road, which is really interesting. The way they made it, their technology, the way they paved the road. There are some places where you cannot see it anymore because the modern roads covered it just on the same places. In the place you've mentioned, Afek or near Petah Tikva, in some places, again, you can see there's not far away from where I live, like 5-minute drive, there is a Roman mausoleum still standing on the Roman road. But interestingly enough, it is near one of the biggest highways now in Israel. One reason is that because they wanted to preserve this mausoleum on the Roman road, they moved the highway a little to the west.
I think I remember seeing that Roman mausoleum back in 1978 when I was excavating. It was out in the middle of nowhere. But today, it's not.
Okay. That's a good. Well, it's totally not in the middle of nowhere, but there is a new, if you can put it this way, town there, ultra-Orthodox town called Elad, if you can If you look at the map of Israel, you will see just east of Petah Tikva. And it's actually, this mausoleum is now just on the outskirts of this town, El Ad. It was, well, when I was a child going there with my father, it was in the middle of nowhere, as you've said.
This highway that went through Afek, this is a major international highway, not only in the Roman period, but in ancient times, if you wanted to go from Egypt to Mesopotamia, this was your route right through the Mediterranean coast area.
Exactly. Perfectly right. This was one of the main roads, and it was also a crossroad, because if you go a little farther to the south, there is a road going to Jerusalem. So if you go from Gaza to Damascus or anywhere north, you have to pass this place. But also if you want to go from Jaffa to Jerusalem, you would also pass not far away from there, a little farther to the south. There are, I show in the article, three ways going to Jerusalem, which were, of course, very important even in Roman times. Interestingly enough, one of them is still the highway, or very similar to the highway we used going from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, which is called Highway Number 1, probably the most important or most popular highway in Israel. Even now, this is the central one, but there is one to the north of it. And there is another one going from Jaffa to Jerusalem, which we almost never use. Interestingly enough, on this southern one, you can still see many remains, milestones from the Roman period. Some of them still in place, some of them moved to museums or to other archaeological sites, but some of them are still located there with inscriptions in Latin saying this road was built for the visit of Adrian. You can still see it on these roads to Jerusalem.
For those who have just joined us, we're talking with Israeli journalist Moshe Gilad about Roman roads and where you can still see them in Israel. We were talking about the Afek Pass and the main north-south highway. In the Roman times, actually, there was a city called Antipatris at the same location that is also called Afek. In the book of Acts, in the Christian New Testament, we have the story of the Apostle Paul, who was arrested in Jerusalem and taken to Caesarea. And it says he was kept overnight at Antipatris on the way from Jerusalem to Caesarea. So here's an example of a Roman road right out of the New Testament scriptures.
Exactly. Perfectly right. I'm a little surprised that you know all these stories, but okay.
Actually, I enjoy looking at maps and looking at where roads used to go. That goes back to when I was growing up in the farmlands of western Wisconsin and traveling on modern highways and looking to see where the road used to go. So it's a fascination with me. I think that one of the people you talked with was Israeli archaeologist Yotam Tepper. And I believe he's actually written a book about Roman roads in Israel.
Right. Perfectly right. He's written this book with his father, who's also an archaeologist. His father is quite old now. But Yotam Tepper is a very active archaeologist working with the Authority of Antiquities in Israel. And I had the privilege of meeting him and walking with him on a piece of the Roman road, which I actually didn't know, not far from a place called the Binyamina, which is east of Caesarea. Again, this is a very interesting example because the road they used to go from Caesarea to Beit Shean, crossing a crossroad called Megiddo, which is very famous and very old place. And he took me about 10 kilometers east from Caesarea. We went place which I didn't know. Actually, it's not an archaeological site. Not many people are visiting it. It's hardly known. But in the middle of the field, there is a place where you can see the remains of the Roman road, which is a little, well, in Israel, it can happen. You know, even today, I met some archaeologists and one of them said, we have too many archaeological sites. We cannot take care of all of them. We cannot show the world or even the Israeli people all the treasures or the archaeological treasures, this is what he meant, that we have. And with Yotam Tepper, it was the same. I mean, he took me to a place I didn't know. He knew it because he excavated there a few years ago. He's now excavated the Roman camp near Megiddo Junction called Legio. And this road that we've seen together actually was going from Caesarea, which was an important port and city in the Roman period, to Beit Shean in the eastern part of Israel today, just south of the Sea of Galilee, about 20 kilometers south of the Sea of Galilee. This means that it crosses the whole country. I mean, going from the sea to the river, to the Jordan River. Mm. And the Roman road there still exists in many ways. And it's interesting because there we don't use the same road. They used a road going along a very small river called Crocodiles River, Nachal Taninim, what we call. There were crocodiles there in the past, not anymore. But we don't use this road anymore. The road still exists, but we don't use it because we had new towns and the road went to these towns and then to another place. So it goes on another way, still from west to east, still about the same distance, but not on the same route, not on the same place. And funny enough, it helps the archaeologists show these roads because if the highway or the roads, the main roads, went in another place, it means the old road still remains. Mm-hmm. And maybe we should say here that Romans were amazing engineers. The quality of the roads, the way it was made, the simplicity of the way they took. I mean, they took not always the obvious way, but the best way. You've mentioned the book Yotam Tepper has written, that's right. But the book mainly deals with pilgrimage ways to Jerusalem for people who were walking along the way to Jerusalem. What I was trying to do is show that the Romans had roads for their carriages, which is a little different. I mean, for example, he shows many places which are really interesting where there were steps going up to. Because if you go from Jaffa or from western part of Israel to Jerusalem, you go up the mountain. Jerusalem is Jaffa is sea level. Jerusalem is about 800 meters high, which means you're going up all the time. For the pilgrims, there were roads with steps. You were going up steps. But for these roads we were walking on, there were no steps because they were meant not for people who were walking, but for people who were riding horses or carriages. And they look different. It's really interesting.
Yes, you can still walk some of the Roman roads in Israel, just as pilgrims did 2,000 years ago. We will continue this conversation about Roman roads in Israel with Israeli journalist Moshe Gilad in our next program and find out about a creative proposal to preserve them for future generations. If walking in the footsteps of pilgrims catches your fancy, we would invite you to consider joining us on our next Israel Archaeological Adventure Tour coming up in November 2024. We have tour information on our website at radioscribe.com. There you'll also find information about our quarterly Biblical Archaeology News magazine, Artifacts, and breaking news videos from the Israel Antiquities Authority. That's at radioscribe.com. I'm Gordon Govier. Thanks for tuning in. Join us again next time for more Backgrounders on the Bible through Biblical Archaeology on The Book and the Spade.
The Book and the Spade is produced by Scribe Media. For information on Biblical Archaeology resources or obtaining a copy of this program on CD, go to our website at radioscribe.com.